USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As more school systems around the nation start to close down for the coronavirus, the Boston Public School System is now saying they will close starting Tuesday until April 27th. School will be in session on Monday, according to that school district. And people searching for food on Yelp are turning more of their attention to delivery, in another sign of Americans taking up social distancing to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The ratio has risen for 11 consecutive days on Yelp. It's higher than any time in its history, including much colder periods. President Trump tweeted that Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, and MSC Cruises have all agreed to suspend outbound cruises for 30 days at his request. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bernie Sanders acknowledged that fears about the spread of the coronavirus have damaged his ability to leverage large rallies into support at the polls, and suggested that future Democratic presidential primary voting should be delayed if health officials deem doing so is appropriate. He said, "We do more rallies than anyone else, and they're often well attended." He said he loves to do them, but the coronavirus has obviously impacted our ability to communicate with people in the traditional way, and that's hurting us very much. Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio will vote in the next round of primaries Tuesday. The full federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. said that it will take up the House of Representatives' bid to force former White House counsel Don McGahn to appear before Congress. The decision gives new hope to House Democrats who want McGahn's testimony before the November elections. Arguments will be held April 28th. The order comes just 2 weeks after a three-judge panel of the appeals court ruled that judges have no role to play in the subpoena fight between the House and President Donald Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump has announced certain individuals will be able to defer their tax payments without penalty given the ongoing coronavirus crisis. Maddie Dupler is the president of Forward Strategies and a senior fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She says now is the time to be preparing for your 2020 taxes.
That change in the tax law in 2017 changed a couple of things. One thing I always remind people, even though at tax season it's a little too late for this, make sure that your W-4 is updated. Make sure that if you've had a major life event, a divorce, you've got a new kid, you know, anything like that that's going to affect your tax status, make sure that you've updated that information at work so that the government isn't withholding too much money or too little money so that you have a shock at tax season. But because of the tax changes made to the law in 2017, taxes actually have become simpler for the majority of Americans. Before the changes to that tax law, we had more people itemizing. Now 9 out of 10 Americans take that standard deduction because it was double as a result of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act.
Oklahoma City has plans to honor the victims of the 1995 bombing that shocked the nation in what remains the deadliest act of domestic terrorism in U.S. history through a memorial, a museum, annual remembrance ceremonies, and a marathon. This will be the 25th year anniversary of the April 19, 1995 attack on the federal building that left 168 people dead. Organizations throughout the city are making special observations through art. The Oklahoma City Ballet is planning multiple performances, including one choreographed to songs by country singer Vince Gill, an Oklahoma native. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.